the damage to infrastructure is clearly evident and has been said, although the full assessment has not yet been finalized. I would want to believe that we're talking about damaging the region of hundreds of millions of dollars when you take everything into consideration. And where we are right now is a classic example of the resilience of Caribbean people, and this has been demonstrated here today. This is one of the reasons why I've decided to visit personally in my capacity as chair, the full assessment, so that we can coordinate our efforts here and make sure that the delivery of support, tangible support, real support, particularly in the area of the rebuilding of the infrastructural situation, that can move on the pace, because you can't wait for 1, 2, and 3 years to deal with these issues. These matters require a rapid response.